Welcome to This Woman Can, the Women's Leadership Podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, Executive Coach, Leadership Development Expert and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey all, welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can, and I'm in a celebratory mood this week because we have just gone over 10,000 downloads. That's 10,000 downloads or 10,000 times people have listened to the podcast, listened to the stories shared by the women I've interviewed, listened to the advice I've shared to push women forward, and I'm absolutely delighted at that. So I just want to say before we get into this week's edition, a huge thank you to all of you who've supported me over the past couple of years with producing the podcast. It's definitely been a learning process for me, and I hope you've taken away something for yourself from the podcast. As ever, I always ask you to continue to rate, review and share the podcast, because that's really the way I get the word out to others, and that's what really drives the podcast downloads. So again, thank you very much. And if you haven't heard this before, and I'm going to say it again, don't forget you can join the This Woman Can online community, the network, by going over to www.thiswomancan.coach, where we continue the conversation, we share advice, and we give support to women just like you who are navigating life and career journeys. So let's get on to this week's episode. And I want to talk about resiliency and the fact that you're often stronger than you think. Now, this was born out from the various conversations I've had with the numerous women who I've interviewed, even down to my last interview, Wendy Del Mar, where she talked about having to recover from the death of her husband in a car accident with three children, how she's still gone on to be CEO of the Caribbean Association of Bankers. And the one thing that always sticks out for me when I do this is the level of resiliency. And we often underestimate how strong we are, how we can bounce back, and I call it bounce back ability, and how we can navigate our way from our experiences or what we have to do to ready ourselves for our onward journey. And this is going to be even more prevalent when we come out the backside of this pandemic. There's going to be a lot of change for some of you. Some of you may have already experienced it. You may be working from home. You may have lost your job, unfortunately. You may be feeling the impacts of that and wondering, how do I stay strong enough to get past this blip, because it is a blip, because it is surmountable, get past this stage in life, and how can I continue? So I'm going to share with you some tips to practice resiliency, to help you navigate what's happening and how to move forward. Now, the first thing I want you to do, and it's really, really important, whether you're working from home or still going to work or whatever's changed, is maintaining structure in your life. And that means getting up in the morning at a regular time and keeping as many routines as possible. For me, that would be a couple hours in the garden sometimes. It'll be a walk, it'll be a ride, but it's a routine. It's something I know that's going to happen, or actually, I should say, walk the dogs in the morning, but it's my routine. So maintain some structure as much as possible in your life. Then you need to find ways to be accountable to others. So whether that's you know your loved one or a close friend, you know, find somebody who holds you accountable for doing the things you'll say you're going to do. Because the more accountable you feel, the easier it is to maintain your mental health and that feeling of resiliency. And on top of that is actually find ways to invest energy in your most intimate relationships, because you're going to need these more than ever. So take some time to show that those who matter to you some love, whether that's your spouse, your boyfriend, child, close friend, roommate. Just say, yeah, you know, I'm here for you, I love you, you know. Just show some love. And continue to nurture your social connections, whether that's online. I've definitely spread out a lot more with connecting a lot more people online over the past couple of months. Checking in on friends and family. Obviously, I'm getting too physically close. For me, the way I've done that is my family, as you know, live many miles away. They live in another country, my close family, my children, my mother. So we have regular Zoom calls or WhatsApp video calls, and we check in. I'll walk around the garden within the video, but there's things we do to make sure that we can stay in touch and we nurture those connections. WhatsApp messages to friends overseas and more. You can also take the opportunity to strengthen different parts of your identity. So maybe it's something you've been trying to do, you know, a new hobby, or showing a different side of your personality, broadening who you are. I've started doing that. I've been told myself for years I want to learn Spanish, and I just started doing a little Spanish app, five minutes a day, just to broaden my Spanish language. So whether that's, you know, broadening who you are, and that can, you can prove that even without a job or schooling, you still have value. The one thing I really, really, you hear me talk about this a lot, is controlling the controllables. You can only control those things you have control over. Some things are totally out of your remit, and you can expend an awful lot of energy trying to change something that no matter what you do, can't change. So focus on what you can control, whether that's limiting your television or exercising regular. The experience of having that control gives you the strength to cope when things get tough, and to resist feeling helplessness, should I say, in the current period, because, you know, you do have control over something. Exercise your rights. And by that, I mean asking for the help from government. If there's some sort of resource you can tap into, government money or a loan or a check or a grant, take it. You know, make sure you're being treated fairly by your employer or your landlord. Just make sure that you insist on fair treatment and take responsibility for yourself. Look after your basic needs. Put your house in order. Get it in order. Rearrange the furniture. Clean out closets. You know, those bank statements you've been avoiding, you want to tidy them up. Do your taxes. This has all been part of being in control. The more parts of your life you put in order, and the more you take care of your basic needs, the more secure you'll feel and stronger you'll feel to go forward. Taking care of your physical health, as I said, I do a lot of walking, riding, so stay as active as you can. You cannot underestimate how much this will lift your mood and prevent any health-related problems that may arise. And I talked about those bank statements and stuff. So when you get this, when possible, stabilize your finances. Make a plan. If there's a chance that you're going to be losing your job or something's going to be happening, maybe you're furloughed, make a plan for how you'll get through this time of economic uncertainty. Reach out for help from your family, your bank, your government, your local not-for-profit, if you're financially in crisis. But don't sit there, bury your head in the sand thinking, woe is me. You can actually do something about it. So have a plan, have some structure. Even if it doesn't look too positive, at least you thought about it and you can actually consider what your options are. Think positive thoughts. This can be difficult because all around you, you're seeing catastrophe, you're seeing rioting, you're seeing hospital numbers, you're seeing rising numbers. But avoid that line of thinking. Avoid social media. Stop watching things that bring down your spirits, such as social media, online news, and even gossip. We always know there's somebody out there who's going to bring you the latest scandal, even if you don't really want to hear it. To just say, look, I don't want to hear this right now. It's not conducive for how my well-being or how I feel. But definitely talk to others about how you're feeling. Do whatever it takes to make sure that you stay focused and hopeful. Be grateful for anything that's going well, because believe it or not, there are others in a worse situation than you. And while you're down there, you know, lamenting, you know, what's happening to you, there are people out there who are in a worse situation. So you can be grateful for what you've got, no matter how insignificant it may seem. And I would also say to focus on priorities and purpose. Most resilient people will often see change as an opportunity to align those priorities and purpose. Most of the time, we don't have that time to do it because we're so caught up with everything in life, what's going on. So use that downtime you may have wisely and allow yourself a moment for reflection. How do you want to spend that time? You don't all have to take, you know, degrees or whatever, but give yourself some time to think about what's important to you. And a really useful acronym I came across was WIN, W-I-N, to help. And it stands for What's Important Now. What's Important Now. So use this strategy to refocus on what you truly want. Have a list of objectives for the day to focus on so you can have a sense of accomplishment, a little tick list, or a purpose at the end of the day. I always say laughter is medicinal. Laughter is medicinal. So watch a funny movie, a comedy, talk to a friend, talk to that person you know who always lifts your spirits, always has a joke in their pocket, can make fun out of anything. Play with the kids, watch puppies. I've just got some new puppies and it's quite funny to watch them, you know, fighting with trees and branches. But do anything to bring a smile to your face. And lastly, if you do feel like you're struggling and, you know, I'm trying all these things, Janice, but it's just not working, ask for help. Asking for help is not a weakness. It's the biggest sign of strength that any person can have. So reach out to professional resources that are around you, to help support you get through these worrying and can also be stressful times. And as I said, remember you can always join the This Woman Can network to connect with like-minded women like yourself, someone to talk to, look at the ways other women have overcome the same challenges you may be facing at the moment. So we've reached the end of another episode of This Woman Can. And as I said, don't forget to head over to www.thiswomancan.coach to ask your questions, receive free career advice, and connect with growth-minded women just like you. I'll see you at the next episode. And remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care until next time. Hi, it's Janice. Thanks for being a supporter of the podcast. But have you joined the This Woman Can community online? It's where ambitious women can share experiences, strategies, and insights that equip and inspire them to build their career success, maximize their leadership, and make an impact in their world. And it's free. Join today. Visit www.thiswomancan.coach. Look forward to meeting you there.